The White House says the U.S. deficit will hit a record $427 billion as spending on military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan increases. That's the federal budget, but all across America, cities and towns are struggling with their own budgets. Joining us to talk about how some of these communities are faring is Don Durfee, research editor at a publication aimed at chief financial officers called CFO Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the U.S. cities you write about. The ones that you highlight are having big problems.
Some cities are facing what you might call a crisis right now, which would include Pittsburgh and Buffalo. For others, it's more of a crisis in the making, and those would include cities such as Atlanta, San Diego, and Chicago. Pittsburgh is a city that we talk about a lot in this story, and it's an interesting case. It's a city where the economy actually is in quite good shape, but the city government has gone broke, essentially. And there's a lot of reasons for this, but it boils down to one problem, which is a tax structure that hasn't kept pace with changes in the city itself. And there are two major changes that we've seen. One is a shift from heavy industry over to the services sector. Obviously, the city depended very heavily on the steel industry, which pretty much disappeared by the 80s, and has shifted over to really financial services and nonprofits. But those are businesses that under state law pay no tax, or pay very little tax in the case of financial services. And the other change is a demographic one for Pittsburgh. Its population since the 1960s has dropped by about half. There are still many people who commute into the city to work and are, in a sense, using the city's infrastructure, but those people pay no tax. And the city has tried over the years to levy a tax on its commuters, but has been turned down by the state government.
This isn't entirely new, and I'm thinking here of New York City in the 1970s and also in the 90s, Orange County. What's different this time?
What's really different this time is that during those previous recessions, cities had a cushion in the form of federal and state support. And that cushion has really largely disappeared. Federal support for cities disappeared in about 1987. They're still getting a little bit of revenue, but it's not a significant amount. States, of course, are having their own fiscal difficulties. So cities have had that cushion basically removed. So when the economic downturn hit in 2001, it's been very difficult for cities. They've seen revenues go down and their expenses go up.
I gather, though, at the present time, housing prices and housing costs figure into this.
Well, it depends on what taxes the cities depend on. And for those cities that depend on real estate taxes, they're actually doing better than others. But the problem is that most cities depend very heavily on the sales tax. And the sales tax, of course, is one that is very susceptible to an economic downturn, since the first thing that consumers do in a downturn is to cut back on their spending.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad to join you.
Don Durfee is research editor at CFO Magazine. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.